Did you know we love podcasts with mythical monsters, heroes, and gods? One of our favorites is Live from Mount Olympus, an adventure podcast for tweens and families of all ages. The new season tells a story of war, fate, friendship, betrayal, a heist, and a titan who played with fire. You don't want to miss the myth of Prometheus. Tune in to Live from Mount Olympus, wherever you get your podcasts.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a review question from a listener named Eleanor. Eleanor wrote a very kind review and asked, what if Fred the dog and JF Cat turned into superheroes and saved the world from the evil rabbit Dr. Bun Bun? Eleanor also likes Roblox and bees. Whew, well, that is a lot of question. But why don't we throw in one more? A call-in from Christian.
My name is Christian, and my what-if question is, what if Fred the dog ate a super-powered car that could turn into any machine, and now he can turn into any machine?
Wow, we have got a lot of ideas in just two questions. So let's find out. What if Fred the dog ate a super-powered car that could turn into any machine and now he can turn into any machine? And what if Fred the dog and JF Cat turned into superheroes?
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia. Every single week, movies, music, even science and Disney, we've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. Hooray! The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much more in the hundreds of episodes of The Past and the Curious. You know, quite often people will say to me, Mick, my kid loves your show. But you know what? I love your show too. And that's what it's all about. Bringing grown-ups and kids together to learn and laugh while they discover new stories about underwear saving people's lives, the origin of the swimsuit, or figures like inventor Garrett Morgan, astronomer Mariah Mitchell, or spy and baseball player Mo Berg. So if you want to get hip to the show, you can find The Past and the Curious in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Grown-ups, today we're sponsored again by my friends at Factor. Their amazing, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. So yes, these are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved. There's 35 options a week to choose from with keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie options. Even 55 add-ons, all ready to eat in 2 minutes flat. And yes, also, it's cheaper than takeout, they've done the math. But let me tell you how Factor totally saved me this winter. See, first my kids got sick, then I got sick, so I was taking care of them while sick myself and working nights and still having to prep meals. But with Factor, I could choose 6 to 18 meals per week. I could pause or reschedule deliveries anytime, which with the chaos of my family was super important. And I could get survival, snacks, smoothies, and more to just keep me going day to day. Factor was a lifesaver, not to mention a huge time saver. Head to factormeals.com/whatifworld50 and use code whatifworld50 to get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while your subscription is active. That's code whatifworld50 at factormeals.com/whatifworld50 to get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while subscription is active. Now back to the show.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
It was just another day, like any other day that today could have been, except it wasn't, because stuff happened.
Fred, are you sure you don't want me to do the narration?
What's that voice? Why are you calling me Fred? I am Robotongue. The dog that ate a car that was too big for his mouth and now he can turn into any machine. Or at least his tongue can.
Huh. Come to think of it, you do look a little different from Fred, but you sound like—
I tuned out the annoying voice that was talking to me for some reason. Maybe I was losing my mind. But it's not like I already had not lost my mind a million times because the city's so gritty and stuff happens that makes your mind go kooky nanners.
Kooky nanners?
Oh, Fred, thank goodness you're here. Oh,
I think something really weird is happening.
A cat came into my office out of the rain, but this wasn't just any cat. It was juice rain, but not rain like the rain that falls from the sky, but rain like how a royal person reigns over stuff.
Hey, what's with the metal tongue, Fred?
And there he was, calling me Fred again, as if we hadn't solved 100 mysteries together, and I didn't know his super secret identity.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not Juice Rain like people keep pointing at me and saying. I'm JoJo Fluffy Cat.
The cookie nanners must have been going around, because Juice Rain wasn't making any sense either.
Could you just please stop narrating for a minute? See, I was on What If World, and there was this swirling pool of water. So naturally, I knocked a crystal ball into it, and then there was an explosion, and then suddenly I was here.
What If World? Never heard of it. You're in Tin City.
I didn't know What If World had a different city.
Juice Rain kept talking about this What If World, like I should know what it is. But I don't. All I know is Tin City, where it rains 9 days out of 10, and all the roofs are made of tin, cause that looks grittier.
Okay, well, if I'm in some kind of other world, then you have to help me get back.
Could he really not know that he's secretly Catman, the Fluffy Knight? A superhero whose main power is being a billionaire?
I don't see how that's a superpower.
Okay, Juice.
JoJo.
Juice Jr.?
If that gets you to JoJo, then sure.
Okay, Juice Jr., JoJo for short. I'm gonna help you. But not cause I want to. Cause I would rather be napping and chewing on stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm really confused. Cause sometimes you remind me a lot of Fred.
I'm gonna help you cause it's what I do. And maybe we'll lick some delicious crime along the way.
And why is crime delicious exactly?
Because my Robotongue has different taste buds. This is all canonical Tin City stuff. Ugh, let it go.
And so JoJo and this Robotongue left the detective's office.
I'm sorry, are you hearing that too?
Yeah, it's Mr. Eric. I just sort of tune him out.
Okay, because that's what I've been doing.
Oh no, yeah, he doesn't mind. Well, I do actually kind of mind.
And so I took this JoJo fella down to the docks. If there was one scientist supervillain who could have swapped out Juice Rain's brain with some JoJo Fluffy Cat's brain, then it was Croctopus. Sorry, the water here is just so dirty. But I have a crocodile mouth at the end of each arm, which was just, you know, just a bad idea by me, really. And rising out of the depths was one of my several arch-nemeses, Croctopus. Robotongue, I'm already here. You don't have to narrate about me. They came at us through the sludge and all the trash thrown in the water. Jojo, I hope you brought your Catman supersuit.
I keep telling you I'm not Catman.
Then why are you wearing his watch?
You mean this little cat face with the whiskers sticking out?
Oh, no, don't touch that.
Okay, this, watch seems to shoot out a lot of catarangs and explosives and stuff. I'm just gonna stop touching the whiskers.
Fortunately, I used my robo-tongue to turn into a tank. So I came out without so much as a scratch. But Croctopus, they got zonked with a canister of Tell the Truth gas, which was pretty convenient, all things considered.
My head, and also my other 8 Croctopus heads.
Spill the ink, Croctopus. You used the magic of these sludgy waters to give Juice Rain some kind of super amnesia, huh?
I truly have no idea what you're talking about.
And I'm telling you, I don't have super amnesia. Although that does sound pretty cool.
Well, then it's your lucky day, Croctopus. I'm just gonna turn my robo-tongue into a paddy wagon and cart you off to Darkham Asylum.
Wait, why are we arresting them?
For polluting Tinport. And also all the other times that they probably did bad stuff.
I didn't pollute these waters. It was Rain Enterprises. Fast fashion, reliance on plastic, e-waste. And let's not forget the rust off of all these tin roofs.
That sounds awful. Maybe we should stay and help them clean up Tinport a little.
Sorry, Croctopus. Justice calls. We'll not arrest you this time. Because honestly, you're a little too big to fit in my paddy wagon.
Yes, it does look like it'd be sort of cramped in there.
It was a dead end. But no end is really that dead when you're looking for an end that isn't deader than that.
What?
And there was only one person who would play such a weird, jokey, tricky thing.
Are you sure? Because you really thought it was Croctopus about 5 minutes ago.
It was time we find my old friend, Jocula. I turned my tongue into the Catmobile. Let's drive.
Hang on, I'm a billionaire, but you're my only car?
Yeah, Juice Rain's pretty cheap, but it gives me gas money, so...
And, where exactly does the gas go?
Don't ask. We got to Jocula's hideout in just under 3 hours, which is pretty good for Tuesday traffic.
That was like 3 blocks. Don't you people have any trains?
The trains had all shut down in Tin City. Because they were made of tin and it rains all the time, and so they got rusty and then they all broke. But I didn't have any time to explain that to Juice Rain.
I just heard all that. That's awful.
What's awful? As the Jocula is using these broken-down trains as her secret lair.
It is not a secret. We have comedy shows here every night.
Illegally.
We order all our flyers from Rain the Prince.
And you're behind on your flyer payments.
Ugh, do you want to see comedy show or no?
You know, she sort of reminds me of someone from my world.
Is that so? Another villain, then?
No, just a bad comedian.
Bad as an evil.
No. That Croctopus, they reminded me of Carfunkle.
Go now.
Okay, I have joke for everyone. What did the vampire say? Who was afraid of blood, and then they saw blood?
Yo, I know this one.
Blah. Oh, you know that joke. Okay, no, I have more material. What do you call vampire with a suntan?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to guess or just wait for the punch.
Nothing! Because sun causes us to disintegrate.
Your bad jokes can't hurt us anymore, Jocula. I turned my tongue into 2 little Hot Wheels and stuck them in my ears.
I didn't know we were supposed to not listen. Maybe I could summon some armor with this watch.
Oh, please don't.
No, not again. Oh, the tin within 100 feet was magnetically drawn to Catman, tearing down what was left of Jocula's tin stage, and forming some very thick but rusty and stinky cat armor around Catman.
Is this like my superhero armor?
Well, it used to be my stage, but...
Oh, I really should have gone to the bathroom before putting this on.
I tried to warn him, but he didn't listen. Nobody ever listens to each other in Tin City.
Kind of actually noticing that as a trend, you know.
Okay, Jocula, you give us the setup, and I'll give you the punchline.
I'm not sure I follow.
Will you tell us how you set up Catman to have this, like, weird, kind of thoughtful persona thrust on him? And then I send you to Darkham Asylum for not paying rent on your secret lair. And also bad jokes.
Well, I don't actually have lair anymore, thanks to you two.
I'm really sorry about that.
But I didn't have anything to do with this, brain switcho thing.
Are you sure?
I mean, Juice Rain just turned into Catman right in front of me. Of course, we all know he's Catman, but usually he, like, excuses himself for phone call or pretend to get knocked out. I am just as surprised as you.
Tin.
Can you stop chewing on what's left of my home?
I'm sorry, my robo-tongue's a little hungry.
Meow, listen, we're gonna go, and you can have all this tin armor back. I don't really want it.
No, you keep it. I heard what you said about having to go to the bathroom.
But I didn't-
got you?
sure.
There was only one villain left, and all of Gotham, who was also super powerful and our arch nemesis and would have wanted to get rid of Juice Rain.
Maybe we talk about this first, or at least find a litter box.
I could tell JoJo was in a hurry, so I turned my tongue into a cannon, which could blast us across Tin City Liggety Split.
Are you sure this is safe?
Of course I'm sure.
Okay, then I'll just climb in.
As long as we don't land on anything hard.
Well, that seems very likely to happen, though.
You know how they say cats always land on their feet? Well, it's not entirely true. Especially when they're wearing 600 pounds of tin armor.
Oh, no. Perfect landing.
Fortunately, my tongue could turn into a hang glider. Honestly, JoJo could have joined me if he'd taken the armor off first, but he's probably too tough to do something like that.
No, I'm not too tough for anything. I don't like to sleep on fewer than 6 pillows.
That JoJo. Maybe he'll be the next Jocula.
Oh, I may be a little cat cussed, but did we crash into a parade?
Indeed we had. And not just any parade, but the most evil parade of all. Dr. Bun Bun's election parade.
I keep telling you, elections are not evil.
That's just what an evil rabbit who's running for mayor of the world would say.
Actually, that's part of why I'm running. I don't want there to just be one mayor of the whole world. I think each community needs its own elected official. Someone who can be trusted to...
To carry out Mr. Mayor of the World's heinous deeds.
Yeah, you really are bad at listening.
Oh no, Catman. You're falling under Dr. Bun Bun's hypnotic spell.
That's not what's happening.
So that's why he swapped your brains.
Ah, you must be referring to the trans-dimensional consciousness overwrites.
The tin what?
As mayor of the world, I will assign the top minds to the study of the world pool currently swirling in the waters of Tinport.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, okay, you got my vote.
Will you also be cleaning up the very polluted bay?
As safely and swiftly as possible.
Is this Bun Bun really evil? Because I do kinda wanna bat him around with my paws.
That's right. Fight his evil hypnosis.
Oh, maybe it's because he reminds me of Mr. Mouser.
Yes, we fear that this whirlpool is linking many different worlds together.
Okay, maybe if I turn my tongue into a really wide snowplow, I can just push all these people away.
That probably won't change how they feel.
Okay, well then what superpower are you gonna use to magically change everyone's minds?
Oh, I don't know, maybe this one.
I can't believe you're pushing
you
it again!
You really shouldn't touch that.
and piles of money started shooting out of the watch and stacking up on Dr. Bun Bun's stage.
Oh no, Catman! You can't give away all your money!
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's pretty much your main superpower!
Well, I was going to propose a billionaire tax, along with universal basic income and healthcare, and more robots, and saving the bees!
So how many more monies will that take?
Well, it'll be an ongoing investment from all of us, actually.
Fine, here you go!
No, I can't watch this. It's not too late for me to turn my tongue into an armored truck and stuff all your cash.
If I'm considered super because I have more than other people, then it's a power I don't want.
Wow, Juice Rain, you really are losing it.
And I don't think Croctopus and Jocula and Dr. Bun Bun are the villains here.
Well, there's also Queen Rhapsody and Time Zone.
No, I'm talking about you and me.
What?
This city's falling apart and you want to keep it just like it is.
Are you my new arch nemesis now?
Oh, just do me a favor.
I only do favors for friends, and I don't have any friends. Because I'm all gritty and a loner and stuff.
This is part of the problem here. Let's stop worshipping joyless superheroes who treat other people like dirt.
What? Yeah, but I like dirt. It's fun to roll in.
Okay, bad example. Dr. Bun Bun, can you help me?
But Dr. Bun Bun was nowhere to be seen. He had stolen all of Juice Rain's money and was using it to create jobs and robots and rebuild trains and clean up Tin Port and... Oh, wow, I'm hearing myself now.
It's okay, Robotongue. Any day is a good day to be a little bit better.
So you really aren't Juice Rain?
I'm really not.
Okay, but I should probably just lick you to be sure.
What's that going to accomplish? Okay, analysis complete.
Oh yeah, I definitely taste a transdimensional consciousness override, just like Dr. Bun Bun said.
See, this is why listening is important.
What's that?
Per crying out loud.
Maybe I'll go lick that whirlpool. It sounds delicious.
Wait, Fred, Robotongue, stop!
The end. Eleanor and Christian, thank you so much for this question. This story was also inspired by a call-in question from Ollie that I wanted to keep a little bit of a secret. It was, what if everybody didn't like JF Cat? So thank you, Ollie, as well, and all of you for sending in your amazing questions each week. If you want to help keep What If World going, please check us out at patreon.com/whatifworld. You get ad-free episodes released early, a monthly bonus episode, a biannual mailing, and more. That's patreon.com/whatifworld. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who try to be just a little super every day. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.